Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Chaf Beis, chapter 22 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. So in this Perek, David sings a shira, a song to Hashem, because he was saved from all of his enemies. He was saved from Shaul as well. And we, of course, know that David is credited with authoring the entire book of Tehillim. And I believe the Gemara expresses perhaps not every single chapter, but for the most part, he is the author of Tehillim. It would seem that this perek is aligned with Perek Yud Ches, with chapter 18, as many explain. And we'll get back to that in just a moment, but it is noteworthy as well that David says that he has been blameless before Hashem and has guarded himself against sinning, which is a powerful line for someone like David, who is, of course, an incredible person. But from the black and white interpretation, from what you might have read based on the life of David in his dealings with Bathsheba and etc., so it's not entirely clear that he has kept himself from sinning. But nonetheless, the way he does reference this and himself is noteworthy and something that we should just sort of pay attention to, and perhaps we can understand that we maybe did not read and understand the story to the best of the interpretation that it should have been offered. Rabbi Jacob Abramowitz, in his summary, he points out that the most striking difference between this perek and perek Yud Ches in Sefer Tehillim is the last pasuk, because the last pasuk that we say in this perek is also the one of the last few lines that we say in our regular benching, both on Shabbos and during the week. And the line that he says over here in our perek is Migdol Yeshuos Malko, that God is the tower of his chosen king's salvations. And the pasuk that corresponds to this is Magdil Yeshuos Malko. That's in Tehillim, that God increases his chosen king's salvations. Essentially, we're led to understand that for the personal praise that David was giving, he uses the word Migdol. That's in our own perek in Shmuel Beis, because this is talking about his complete salvation. But in the more public version written in Tehillim, so he uses the word Magdil, because we refer to gradual growth that leads towards an ultimate salvation. And what's beautiful is that we also have this difference, of course, on Shabbos and weekday. On the weekdays, we bench using the word Magdil, which is gradual growth, but at Shabbos, we have a taste of the world to come, and you bench using the word Migdol, reflecting the completion of our salvation. So just a really beautiful idea that I thought was relevant for to bring out. And God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Chaf Gimel, but for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.